So I want to jump forward a little bit. I want to jump forward because it was very important to talk about, because I know he wanted me to talk about why, where, and when I got interested in Miles Davis. That was how and when. You know, when I heard him, I went to see him play, and I wanted to meet him. That's the best way I can do that, you know, in the time that we have. So I by this time, then I started listening to everything that he played. Every record he played, I listened to it. I would buy the record, even if I had not heard it. I would buy it. They would say, there's a record by Miles Davis out. I would go buy the record. Before even hearing it, I would go buy the record. I would read every article that came out on him. I almost knew everything about him. Everything about him. What kind of clothes he wore. How I thought he talked to women. You know, how I thought he spoke to a woman. You know, how he walked, how he stood, you know, the whole thing. And I would ask people, how does Miles Davis talk? And they would tell me. You know, I was a fanatic almost. So by the time 1978, you know, this had been happening for many years. But by this time, I had also grown out of the, like, you know, like young people have this, like this. You know, I had gotten cool with it, you know. I loved his music, and I was like, you know, but it was other people I loved. I had traveled to Africa. I'd traveled a lot, and so that by that time I'd liked a lot of other people. Plus, I was writing, and I was getting a reputation as a writer. So I was starting to, you know, get my own self and all of that. In 1978, I met Miles Davis in New York. I met a friend of mine who was one of my best friends, who was Miles's personal doctor. I found out that he was his personal doctor. So I say to him, Leo Maitland, and who my wife knows too, I said, Leo, introduce me to Miles. Introduce me to Miles. He said, no, I can't introduce you to Miles. Miles, same, like my cousin said, he doesn't want to meet you. He doesn't want to meet anybody. I said, come on, man, introduce me to the man. I mean, I'm, you know, Jesus. You know, we both artists. I'm a writer. I'm a poet. He's a musician. Come on. Now, so he had a party. He had this party, and he told me one day, I'm having a party. I said, okay. He said, come to the party. I said, all right. And he lived on the same floor that I lived in New York, in an apartment building. He lived on the same floor. I lived in 16C. He lived in 16J. He lived in 16C. So I walk in the party. It's packed with people, all kinds of people. And I walked in, had a drink, got some food, and I look across the room, big living room, and over there, like where you're sitting, and I see Miles Davis sitting there like this, dressed all in black. All in black. Black sunglasses. It's at nighttime. It's night. Black sunglasses. Fat black clothes. Everything, you know. And he's eating food. And the seat next to him was empty. Nobody would sit down next to him. No one. And everybody had a distance like this, where, like my wife, they were all sitting looking at him. I went, got my food, I went and sat down in the seat. I went and sat, bang, right down in the seat. And he was startled. You know, he looked at me like, who is this? Who is this? And I remember him looking at me like, really strange. And I sat there, and I'll tell you after he tells